Growing up by the sea has made me always conscious of water. While I think of the calm sea on bright, beautiful days without any wind, like days of last week, I probably remember more the heavy seas, waves lashing the harbour, and days with an icy cold east wind, the spray and seawater drenching the road around the seafront. The power of water was never lost on me. In recent times, we've seen the power of water in tsunamis and floods. We also see the devastation caused through the lack of water, and how millions of people still search for clean water. Water, present or absent, is so vital. Water, absolutely necessary for survival, for life. So much of our experience of life is bound up with water. It is no wonder that it is used for the first of all sacraments, baptism. Today, Jesus, the tired traveler, asks the Samaritan woman for water. But he can, in return, promise to give water that will satisfy, so that we will not be thirsty again, water welling up to eternal life. When the waters of baptism are blessed, we recall the very dawn of creation when God's Spirit breathed on the waters, making them the wellspring of all holiness. Then we recall the great flood when it rained for 40 days and nights. And God said to Noah, I will set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of an unbreakable bond between God and all creation. The rainbow is a sign that God will always care for his people. Through the waters of the Red Sea, God led Israel out of slavery. But it is important to add what happened. In the wilderness, the people went astray, worshipping the golden calf. They spent 40 years in the wilderness, and tormented by thirst, they complained, not just about Moses, but about God, whom they thought had deserted them. Though never forgetting the weakness of our human condition, we know that in baptism, as God's holy people, we are set free from sin. Jesus began his work of teaching and preaching by being baptized by John in the Jordan. At the end of that work, as he hung on the cross, water and blood flowed from his side. Risen, he told his disciples to go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These stories and images just recalled, and the words and expressions used, tell us something of the importance and power of the waters of baptism. And Lent is about baptism, recalling baptism so that we can renew our baptismal commitment. Lent is a great season of grace, given as a gift by God, a time to listen to his voice, to hear the call to repentance and reconciliation, to seek the things that last, the values that cannot be reduced to ashes. And today we remember the thousands of women and men who will be baptized in 4 weeks' time at Easter, and who are keeping this Lent as their final period of preparation, seeking enlightenment and purification. To know that there are thousands around the world, and some of them in several parishes in this country, is very encouraging. As a church, we know how weak we are. Being church means being humble and constantly seeking God's forgiveness and the forgiveness of others. But the message of life and the promise of eternal life are our faith and our hope. Indeed, the promise has already become a reality through our baptism. The Samaritan woman at the well in the town of Sychar met the one who could give life to the full. Through the waters of baptism, we have been given that life. By our baptism, God's life and love flows into our lives.